Okay, so there's a category of soul, which is a guy, soul eidos, which is called bizuyim. Okay? People who are, wow, people who are not concerned about their own kavod. So it has like people who walk around naked, people who are like eating like a pig in the street, they just don't care about their own kavod. So the halacha is, they're pasul eidos. They're rabbanan. Okay? They're rabbanan. So why are they pasul eidos? They're rabbanan. So the Rambam says, it's based on the Gemara Rambam, Rashi says also, the Adrama, but the Rambam explains it, he says, the Gemara says, they're chashuvim kekelev, they're considered like a dog, and since they don't care about their own kavod, so they're also going to testify falsely. Okay? They're also going to testify falsely. So the kasha was, what does one do with another? Right? Just because they don't care about their own kavod, doesn't mean that they're unethical and they're going to lie in court. Right? What does one have to do with the other? Right? They're two different areas. Maybe he doesn't care about his own kavod, but he cares about the Tzivu Hashem. So he doesn't mind looking like a fool, whatever, but at the same time, it's one of the Ten Commandments, don't lie in court. And it's unethical to lie in court and harm another person. So who cares? So he doesn't care about his own kavod. Why does that mean? Since he's not makbid on his own boshas, now he's like a dog and he's not going to be makbid on the sheker. Who said? So we said, so this is the part we did yesterday. So we said, Mina Torah, why is a guy assumed to be a kasher eid? Because he's a Jew and he's Shomer Torah Mitzvah, so he's a kasher. And philosophically, he knows God commanded him to not testify falsely. And he's assumed to be a Shomer Torah Mitzvah. Now, he doesn't have a good self image and he's like a dog and he whatever. Who cares? What does that have to do? It has nothing to do with the fact that that philosophically he recognizes the Tzivu Hashem and he's going to follow Tzivu Hashem. So he's got a psychological issue, but what does that have to do with the fact that now he's going to violate Isur? It's not usur to do these things. He's not violating any technical Isur because he doesn't care about his own kavod. And that's Min HaTorah. But the thing is like this, is that the Rabbanan recognize that while that's true, that philosophically speaking, a person could just recognize the Tzivu Hashem and do the Torah Mitzvot because it's true. But most people aren't at that kind of a level. Where totally because God commanded it, they're going to be bound by Torah Mitzvot. But rather, most people are moved by some sort of a mixture of like a philosophical and a psychological. And that's like Chazal say, halavai, a person should fear God as much as he fears people. So it means that a very much of what propels a person forward is his image, and a person doesn't sin oftentimes because he knows that he lives in a society, he's in a Torah society, and his friends, his peer group, his family, his whatever, can look down at him. If he starts testifying falsely, he's going to be the jerk who lies in court, and he's not going to do that because there's social pressure. And for most people, that's a very, very strong force. And a guy who is not makbid on his boshas, he doesn't care if people think of him as a dog. He doesn't have the superego of worrying about what anybody thinks of him. So the only way he's gonna keep the halacha totally like philosophically because it's true. And the Rabbanan said that we don't trust that. And the Rabbanan said, well, even though Min HaTorah it's true, but the Rabbanan assessed that people aren't generally on that level, and therefore they said that a person, for to be a kosher aid, you have to have the psychological, so to speak, chazkas kashrus. It's not enough that you're philosophically a kosher, but you have to evidence, you must also have the psychological pressure to keep halacha. And once you evidence the fact that you could not care less about a boshas, about being totally disgraced in front of people, so now the only reason why we say you're a kosher is totally based upon that philosophical commitment to Torah. And the saying is that people are that's halachically that we don't trust that. It's Rabban. That's the Tzkan Rabban. That you need to be a kasher, you have to have the psychological sense also. So that's what I'm saying is that since you're not makben on boshas, you're like a dog, you're also not makben on the shaker. It doesn't mean it's impossible to have a guy who's like that, who's philosophically upstanding, but he has psychological issues or whatever. He doesn't have that feeling. But that's an abnormal type of a level. And the Rabbanan said that the your kashas of an edus is dependent upon the psychological as well. In general, a person who doesn't care about other people and about those psychological factors, the only way he's going to be upstanding is if he's totally committed to the ethic, to the true, just because it's true. And that's a very high level. And look, it might be possible, but we're saying he's in mukhlak, that he's not, he doesn't have an assumption. There's no assumption that he's always going to tell the truth. Once you see, there's an assumption that a basic Jew who's in the Jewish society and he cares about people, combined with the fact that there's Torah and mitzvahs, there's an assumption that he's not going to lie. He's not going to lie in court. There's an assumption. There's cheskes kashrus. But the Gemara Rabbanan are saying is once we deprive him of any psychological, you know, boshas motivation, and it's purely based upon his abstract commitment to the Torah, we have no assumption of kashrus. That's what Rabbanan said. The guy who only has that, he loses cheskes kashrus. But in Torah, that is intrinsically, that is the reason not to lie, is because it's true. Intrinsically, that's the psychological is a lower type of motivation, but at the same time, it's lower. But it's like a lolishma type of a thing. But bottom line is, it's strong, and most people are motivated largely by that. The highest level person may not care about that, but it's true. But how many people are high level people? Most people, if you don't care about that, then you're not going to care about halacha altogether. I mean, it's not a value judgment about, you know, better or worse. It's just saying is, but when could we assume that a guy's going to tell the truth? When do we have an assumption that a guy's going to tell the truth and he's not going to lie in court? Saying is, in our society, it's based upon a guy who lives in a society of Torah mitzvahs, and he cares about the society viewing him as such. And then we say that he's a kasher. Once he doesn't care whatsoever, then we don't have an assumption anymore that he's going to be it. It doesn't mean he can't. Maybe he would be. Maybe he would be a kasher, but he doesn't have an assumption of it. So there's no kashrus. His kashrus is there's an assumption of kashrus in the person. So the Torah's assumption is kosa Sinai, but the Rabbanan said our assumption Sinai alone doesn't move most people. So the assumption demands Sinai plus the psychological concern about other people. And if he exhibits that he has no concern for boshas because he walks around naked or he whatever, and their example is he eats in public or whatever it is, then that's he no longer has the cheskes kashrus. All right. So that was yesterday. Now the problem, that's not our sugya per se. Our sugya is a guy who takes staka from Gaia. He's poor, and he takes staka from Gaia. Okay, from God.
You know what?
Apparently not. I mean, that's what we're trying to figure out. But he says, it sounds like the Rashi was learning what's wrong with that. Rashi was saying it's a chel Hashem. But we said that it's basically the Jew is supposed to have a certain, like, status in the world, that we're the Am Hashem. And to make it look like the Jews are dependent and needy of the rest of the world undermines the view of the Jew in the world, which is a chel Hashem. So it says it's only b'farhesi if you do it. If you take it b'farhesi, right? And Paul manifests. So that's what Rashi was learning is chel Hashem. But the Rambam, it doesn't learn it's because of chel Hashem. He learns it's an extension of this thing. He says after he talks about these people walk around naked, he says mechlal eluha ochlin staka shel gayim b'farhesi, people who openly in public eat from staka of gayim. Afal pishav shel lahem shiyazonu mehem b'tzina. Even though it's possible they could do it in private, but they don't care. Mevazin atzma lekach, they degrade themselves to take it from the goyim in public. They don't care. So they're apostle, they become under this category of people who are like disgraceful and don't have any boshas, bezuyim, and therefore the apostle like this. Now Rashi has the psal, it's a gemara, has the psal of a guy who doesn't care about his boshas, doesn't care about his own self, his own self-respect. He eats in public, he eats in the street, he's like a dog. He has that category, he just doesn't apply it to this guy. This guy, he learns, is possible because of Chel Hashem. So it would seem, the Rambam, and arguably it's not the same thing. A guy who's walking around naked or whatever is one thing. A guy who takes psalm from Goyim, it's not clear that that's identical. So the question I would like to take up now is, there's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, is do you have a right to extend this category of the people who don't care about their own respect to a guy who takes staka from Gaim?
What does Rashi hold?
he holds that the Sekhem Sekhem has nothing to do with these Bizuyim. It's not a Bazoy.
So what does he hold?
He holds it's different as a Chol Hashem, and you're doing Chol Hashem, and so what? It's a Chol Hashem in a case where you do it because of your mammon. The reason why you're apostle is because Chol Hashem per se isn't really apostle. You're an Eidus.
Oh, you're but, apostle and Eidus?
Yeah, this time apostle Eidus. So why are you apostle Eidus? He's saying, because why are you taking the money? Why are you doing this Chol Hashem? Oh, because you want money. Oh, so it's like Rashi the Chamas. It's like you're doing it for money. So Rashi invokes the Chol Hashem thing. But the Rambam says you don't have to invoke the Chol Hashem. It just comes under the other category if people are Bizuyim. But apparently Rashi holds it doesn't fit into the category of Bizuyim. So that's the Machlokas. Forgetting about the Chol Hashem, the question is, does it naturally extend? Could you extend the category of Bizuyim, of the people who are walking around naked, to people who are taking money from Gaim? Or do you say, no, that those are different? That it doesn't fit into that category? Something like this, okay. And some of this is like what Yehoshua is saying, which is just the first step. I mean, there's a few steps here, but the first step is just to define them. Which is saying is that a guy who's walking around naked doesn't have like a self-respect. He doesn't care about his image. He doesn't care to look like a human being, like a respectable human being. He's like a, that's what he says. He's like a dog. He's walking around like a dog. He doesn't have a basic human self-respect, right? Person covers his body. He doesn't want to be like an animal, right? He wants to be a person, and that's why you wear clothing, and you feel like higher than an animal. So that person is like a guy who doesn't kevboshes. He just doesn't have that sense. Now, taking on the surface, the Arius point is true. The taking from a guy is a totally different thing. But it seems like what the Rambam's extension is that there's like a human self-respect and there's a Jewish self-respect. Okay, that there's a certain, there's a Jew is the Naman Evchar, and the Jewish nation as a people have a sense that we're a Jewish people. We're different than the rest of the nations of the world. We're not like all the other nations, and there is a sense that a Jew has a certain psychological sense of a superiority of the fact that we're chosen by God and with his nation, and people say that a self-respecting Jew wouldn't do whatever. It's like to a Jew doesn't want to feel there's a certain type of the Torah does, and I don't know, sometimes this actually is negative in person, whether this is positive or negative and whether it's appropriate, and maybe sometimes Jews, you know, maybe are corrupted by this, but there is a sense of arrogance. Arrogance, I feel like, is the maybe a bad form of it, but there is a sense of respect that a Jew has, and that respect shouldn't allow him to publicly go and be taking money from a guy. Because when you take money from your, it's like an act of subordination, and a Jew shouldn't, the Jewish psyche, the sense of self-respect of a Jew shouldn't allow him to go and take money from a guy. And if he does, if he publicly, openly is taking money from a guy, it shows that he doesn't have that basic sense of self-respect, which is appropriate or normal for the Jewish people. So it's like he's broken down that sense, that sense of the basic dignity, which is common for a Jew. But it doesn't mean he doesn't have the basic sense of human dignity, right? His human dignity he still has. He won't walk around naked. It just the sense of dignity which is attached and associated with the Jew is undermined. So we go a step further. But the first step is, the question is when the Torah is saying, when the Gemara is saying Bizuyim, the guy who loses his dignity is defined as a psal, the psal eidos, is it only if it goes as far as undermining his basic human dignity? Or is it, look, we're not just basic humans, we're a Jew, and we're talking about, we're in the Torah system, and we are Jews. And once his base is human, his Jewish dignity is gone, and he's a Bizuyim in the context of what of a Jew, his dignity is gone, so then that's also Absal. Okay, now, let's pause here for a moment. But it would be nice to go further than that, but that's just defining what are they arguing about. Now maybe we could see, you know, why you'd say one or the other. A person who's really committed to the identity of being a Jew, as being part of Klal Yisrael, being Aman Ivchar, should find it bothersome and troublesome to take a representative of the Aman Ivchar and to beg and to subordinate himself to someone who is not part of that Am. That's something which should go against the grain of a person who identifies with the status of what it means to be Yisrael. And if it doesn't, so it means he's lost his basic this dignity of what it means to be part of the Jewish nation. He doesn't feel that sense of what that there's something about being a Jew which is important and which is significant in the world. Right, like Lamashal would be like a king, a son of a king, a prince goes and begs from a plain person. The king does, the prince doesn't do that. It's like it would be, and if he would, he would do it in private and make sure no one's seeing, looking. It just shows it's not. If he does, it means if he would do that in public, it means he doesn't sense that there's any significance to being a prince. It's like it doesn't mean anything. And where Mamachas Kondom Gai Kadosh. And Jews feel that way. I mean, that's why people, you know, oftentimes it evokes anti-Semitism, invokes people's whatever.
And Jews, though.
Yeah, and Jews, I think, are often, you know, exhibited in a way which is, you know, inappropriate. You know, just because there's a sense doesn't mean you have to flaunt it and whatever. There's a true sense to it, because without an Ivchar doesn't mean you should feel like you have some sort of intrinsic super quality. Because you're part of a nation which God chose. I mean, there's ways. There's a question that is a psychological phenomenon. What's the appropriate and inappropriate way to relate to it, to flaunt it, to whatever? But it should exist. And a basic person who identifies with Klal Yisrael, who partakes of the system of Torah and Mitzvot and appreciates what Torah and Mitzvot is, and he's involved in being a Machs Kanam Gai Kadosh, should have that sense of self-respect. And if he's willing to go and openly, blatantly mivaza himself and make himself a subordinate to a guy, that indicates that he doesn't have that basic sense of dignity of being a Jew. Now, would he walk around naked? Well, maybe not. He has the dignity of being a human being, but he doesn't have the basic dignity of being a Jew. Now, according to Rashi, that's not absolved. I mean, that's a different thing. Maybe it's Chil Hashem. He's undermining the Torah and the status of the Jews in the world. That's Chamavi Chol Hashem, but that doesn't mean he lost the basic. That's not the Psul of Bezuyim. Rashi says the Psul of Bezuyim is where a guy. It's almost like, according to Rashi, the Psul of Bezuyim is like a type of an illness. It's like a guy who's like totally. His psyche is off. You know? It's like there's something wrong with him. It's like he's like a dog. As I was saying, he's like a dog. He's like a person with the psyche of a dog. He's simply, it's like part of the normal psyche of a person is there's a superego, and the person naturally does care about what other human beings think. And if a guy is totally gone to the point where he doesn't care about people in any way, his image just means nothing, he feels like a dog, it doesn't make a difference to him, that's the category of Bezuyim. That guy is like, you can't, he's like, he has no psychological thing to keep him in check. So now you're totally, the only way to be kept in check is based totally on his mind. But the fact is, if a Jew doesn't have the self-respect of a Jew, fine. But he has the self-respect of a guy, of a non-Jew, fine. So he has the basic human self-respect. It just happens to be. That's not his whatever. That's why he feels like a self-respect of a human being, of a non-Jewish human being. But that doesn't necessarily mean he's apostle Eidos and he's going to go start lying in court or whatever it is. I mean, it's a different thing. So according to Rashi, the psul is a guy who's lost the basic sense of human dignity. He's got a psychological lacking. Something's different. Something's wrong with his basic. At least something wrong with the basic psyche. So that guy is the guy who loses his chasas kashas. But the Rambam's going a step further. That even if you are they have a basic psychological health, but you don't have that sense of Klal Yisrael, so then you don't. Then we don't say this is Chesed Kashas. The Chesed Kashas is based upon the fact that you're a Jew and you want to represent yourself as a Jew, and you don't want to be a guy who's a liar in court because that undermines the basic what it means to be a Jew. So he holds like since the Chesed Kashas is not a Chesed Kashas as a human being, it's a Chesed Kashas that you're going to keep Torah Mitzvos. So the saying is that once you show that you don't care, you don't have any social identity as being a Jew, you don't care about the social status of a Jew, so now you're back to the same problem. It's now what's going to keep him in check to keep the Torah. You're going to say just a philosophical ideal, well, that's the Rabbanon. They say the person doesn't... I feel like this is what we were saying before makes sense according to the Rambam. It's because the whole idea that you're saying is that he has a social pressure to keep Torah Mitzvahs. Why is he social pressure? Because he's in a Jewish society and he has a social identity as a Jew. and he doesn't want to be identified as a guy who has violated Torah mitzvahs. So once he doesn't have a sense of human, he doesn't care what people think, or he cares what people think, but he doesn't care that people look at him as a Jew, so then that shows that he doesn't have that sense, he doesn't have the psychological force to be a kosher. But Rashi is seemingly learning like a different idea. The Bezuyim is like a guy, he's like a Kalev. It means it's not just because he doesn't have the pressure of the Cheskat Kashos or the social pressure. It's like the guy's got something wrong with him, according to Rashi. It means the guy's like psyche is off. And once that's the case, then we can't trust him. It's like a different type of a thing, according to Rashi. Rambam's saying it's tied in with your social identity as a Jew. If you don't have the social pressure to be a Jew, then you don't have Cheskat Kashos. Rashi is saying that's not the idea. The Bezuyim is like a different thing. It's a guy who's got like an illness. Once the guy's got a problem and he has no concern for people, then who knows what he's going to do. You don't have any trust in him once he's got it, once he's got an illness. But a guy who doesn't have the respect of a Jew isn't like an illness. It just means that he doesn't have the sense of being a kosher b'Yisrael. Fine. Oh, because the normal human sense isn't going to stop you, according to the Rambam, from doing losan recha et shaker. Because you're a human sense, and you're not going to walk around with the naked. But who's to say you're not going to violate a yisurim? The human sense doesn't say don't lie in court. That's not the human sense. The human sense is don't walk around naked, feel like a human being. But the Jewish sense is the fact that it's Torah mitzvah and it's halacha and it's losan recha et shaker. And if you don't want to be identified as a guy who's an avarian, so that's that. Part of the Jewish identity. So if he doesn't have the Jewish identity, the fact that he feels like he's part of a Jewish nation, he's willing to make himself subordinate to a guy, so it means he doesn't care to have that representation as being what it means to be a Jew and to be something distinct. So now he may not care if he's going to violate an Esser or whatever, who cares? People think of him as lowly and in line with the Jewish ideal. Well, he doesn't care, he doesn't represent the Jewish ideal, he's given that up. He takes stucco from Gaim, he subordinates himself and doesn't care to be looked at as long as he wears clothing and people look at him as a human being. Fine, so then that's the case, then who's to say he's going to testify, you know, truthfully?
As you said.
Right, but Rashi's not learning this way. Rashi's not learning, look, he is a Cheskat Kashos. The Jew is a Cheskat Kashos. Rashi's not learning once you have the social pressure of a Jew, of the Jewish nation. That's not what he's learning. He's learning an idea that a Bezuyim is, that's what Gemara says, Shuvim Kekalev. Means like a guy loses the basic human dignity, that he's willing to walk around naked. That's not a normal person. That's a person who's got something wrong with the psyche. He doesn't have that sense of self-respect. That person, he's not trusted to be. It's like once his psyche is off, it's like we can't normal guy is a chazakash, we assume he's going to tell the truth. That's like assuming we have a certain model of the psyche, assume that he's a normal psyche, and therefore we have an assumption that he's not going to just go, and the Torah says not do it, and he's not going to just go and start lying in court. Once the guy is off in that way, he's an outlier, now he lost his Cheskat Kashos. That's how Rashi's learning it. It's not because the social pressure of Klal Yisrael and that. The social pressure of Klal Yisrael, he doesn't want to be looked at that way, so then that's going to even extend, that's what Rambam's going to extend it even to these guys who violate, who take the money from a guy. But if it's talking about a guy who's got a psychological aberration, then what we're saying is we no longer trust him because we see his psyche is off. We can't predict what he's going to do anymore. Who knows what he's going to do? But maybe he will, maybe he won't. We just don't know. He's got something, he's like a decalib. He doesn't have the normal human psyche, so now we can't predict what's going to happen. So Rashi's learning it, so he becomes unpredictable. Once he's like a caliph, once he's given up the basic human dignity, something's wrong with him. That's not normal. So now he's unpredictable. We can't predict that he's assumed to be a kasher. That's the psalm of the Rabbanan, according to Rashi. But according to the Rama, it has nothing to do with that. It's not talking about an illness. It's saying is that, the way we learned before, is that the assumption of a Cheskat Kashos, the Rabbanan said the assumption of a Cheskat Kashos is not just based on a philosophical commitment to halacha, but it's a social commitment to halacha, to be a good Jew. And once he's exhibited that doesn't care to have the social identity of a good Jew, he's willing to subordinate himself below Goyim, then he doesn't care about that. Fine, so now the only reason he could do it is because of technically it's an Esser. Well, that's the thing, as the Rabbanan said, we don't trust that. There's no Cheskat Kashos for that. That's why Rashi can't explain it based upon this psalm, So Rashi has to say, oh, it's possible. So the reason why is because it's a chilul Hashem. If you do that, if you subordinate yourself to Gaim, it's a chilul Hashem. And if a guy is willing to do a chilul Hashem because of his desire for money, so he's like a Rashi Lachamas, it's like he does any Isser because of money. So it's totally different address, according to Rashi. Because you can't, according to Rashi, there's nothing in common between a guy who subordinates himself to a guy and the guy who's lost his marbles and, you know, whatever, is walking around naked. They're totally different things. It's one's like, if this is a philosophical problem of Chil Hashem, and he's an Avarian, whatever. The other thing is the psychological issue. They're totally unrelated. But the Rambam's learning that not as a psychological issue, but an idea is a guy who doesn't have the social pressure to be keeping Torah mitzvahs. Now, if he doesn't care if people walk around naked, obviously he doesn't care about Torah mitzvahs. But even if he doesn't care about the respect of Yisrael, he also doesn't care about having that. So there's two different ways of exhibiting that, according to the Rambam. So I think next week I'm going to try to do Pesach stuff. Okay? It's like we've got two more weeks till Pesach or something. So I don't know exactly when we're going to go share until Pesach, but I think I can do Sugi like around Kuftes Vav, about Marar, and Karpas, if you only have one vegetable, and it's Marar. Do you make Marar, use Marar for Marar and for Karpas? Say Bracha, two Brachas, one Bracha, when you say the Bracha, whatever, stuff like that.